Track 1. Welcome to the Home Study Course, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Adoption. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Jared Baxter. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc. dealing with adoption. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content-dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable, thus we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded them. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapist cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purpose of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as infancy to age 7, ages 8 to 12, ages 12 to 15, ages 16 to 19, trigger times for grief in adopted children, core issues for adoptive parents, the 9 suggestions of telling, the life book technique, sharing about abandonment, sharing about abuse, sharing about rape and incest, and the 7 steps of the negative spiral toward adoptive dissolution. So, let's get started. The next 4 tracks will deal with explaining adoption to the following ages: 0 to 7, 8 to 12, 12 to 15, and 16 to 19. Do you have clients who have adopted an infant or toddler? Do you have questions about explaining adoption to their child? On this track, we will discuss explaining adoption to infants and toddlers. This will include a child's understanding of adoption, comfort with adoption, and gathering information about the child's family. As you listen, think of your client. How does he or she plan to tell his or her child about adoption? Obviously, many toddlers do not understand the concept of adoption since the idea of adoption is very abstract. Despite this, parents can begin foundational work to assist children in developing positive attitudes about adoption, their birth parents, and themselves during the early years between infancy and age 3. Have you found, as I have, that some very young adopted children who have experienced trauma or abuse communicate panic and distress through behavior rather than words? Gracie, age 1, had recently been adopted by Sherman, age 30, and his wife Melissa, age 28. Sherman and Melissa indicated that Gracie may have come from a home where abuse was present, but it was uncertain. Sherman and Melissa had some questions regarding how and when to tell Gracie that she was adopted. Melissa asked, "Will she even understand if we try to talk to her about it now? Should we wait until she's older?" I stated, "It has been my experience that children who are adopted as infants or toddlers gain the most comfort with the concept of adoption when they have grown up hearing about it. If you can talk comfortably to each other and to Gracie about her adoption now, it could become second nature to talk about it when she's older. You might show Gracie pictures of the day you brought her home from the hospital, agency, or airport, and tell her how happy you were when you adopted her. Gracie can learn to understand in a limited way that she gained a family through adoption. In addition to Gracie's understanding of adoption and her comfort with adoption, I suggested that Sherman and Melissa try to gather as much information as possible about Gracie's birth family. I stated, you have a great window of opportunity while Gracie is still very young to gather information about her history. By the time Gracie starts to ask questions, her birth parents might have different names, may have moved out of state, or may be involved in new relationships that did not allow for contact with you. Perhaps the social worker who helped you get Gracie will have retired by that time. When Gracie has questions or asks for pictures from her birth family years after the adoptive statement, it can be difficult to meet those needs. I explained to Sherman and Melissa the value of anticipating Gracie's needs for information and concrete mementos from her history. Now that we've discussed explaining adoption from birth to age 3, let's look at preschool, ages 3 to 7, and how those children tell other children that they are adopted, and also how parents add more details to the adoption story. Explaining adoption from preschoolers through 7-year-olds will include the child telling the story, the child hearing the story, being positive but realistic, and reassuring the child that the adoptive family won't be lost. Have you found, as I have, that many adopted children between preschool and age 7 ask a lot of questions about their birth parents? I have found that many love to hear the stories of their adoptions and will repeat it often to playmates or at school. These children might even play out their stories with dolls or stuffed animals. Vernon and Emily, both 35, had an adopted son, Billy, age 6. Emily stated, Billy will talk about his adoption to anyone who will listen. Billy was adopted from Korea when he was just a baby. However, when I overheard Billy just yesterday explaining the story of his adoption to his best friend, he was mixed up about some of the details. Here's how Billy mixed up the facts. Billy told his best friend, I was born to my parents and went to live with another woman in Korea for a year. Now I'm back with my real parents. How should I clear up this misunderstanding with him? It seemed to be important to Billy that his adoptive parents be his real parents and to feel that he was where he should be. Billy seemed to understand that another woman was involved in his story, but he misunderstood her role. I stated to Vernon and Emily, maybe it is important to Billy to hear about real parents and understand that both his birth parents and his adoptive parents are real, even though they have played different roles in his life. He may need the reassurance that belongs with you. In addition to the child telling the story, Vernon, Emily, and I talked about Billy hearing the story himself. Vernon stated, Billy's favorite bedtime story is the story of his adoption, but he knows it so well, he could repeat it back to me word for word. Does he really need to keep hearing this story every time he asks for it? I stated, he may need to keep hearing the story as he grows up. Remember that Billy's perceptions about the circumstances of the adoptions, his birth parents, and even himself will change as he matures. In addition to telling the story and hearing the story, we discussed telling the story positively but realistically. Emily asked, should we add more detail to the story? It might keep Billy from getting confused about it. I stated, Billy might ask for more details as he gets older. You get to decide how much to tell him at which age. However, try not to paint Billy's birth parents in a totally positive or negative light. Both the positive and negative aspects of the birth parents' situation will likely be important in helping Billy to understand why the separation from them was necessary. Now let's talk about reassuring the child that the adoptive family won't abandon them. I also felt that it was important to tell Vernon and Emily that I have found many preschool, elementary-age children fear that their adoptive family will abandon them. Young children might believe that their birth parents gave them up because they cried too much as a baby, or were the wrong gender, or were too ugly, or in some other way so offended their birth parents that these people left them permanently. In other words, many children assume responsibility for the adult decisions and behaviors that led to their adoption. I stated, Billy may need to be reassured that his position in your adoptive family is permanent. Do you have a Vernon or an Emily whose preschool or 7-year-old has mixed up some facts surrounding his or her adoption story? Might he or she benefit from hearing this track? On this track, we have discussed explaining adoption from infants to 7-year-olds. This has included a child's understanding of adoption, comfort with adoption, gathering information about the child's family, the child telling the story, the child hearing the story, being positive but realistic, and reassuring the child that the adoptive family won't be lost. On the next track, we will discuss explaining adoption from ages 8 to 12. This will include the pre-adolescent's perception of adoption, even if they're not talking, they're thinking, the acknowledging of the birth parent's technique, and letting children know they can love two sets of parents. Question 1. What are four areas to consider when explaining adoption to a preschooler or 7-year-old?